we know that so many factors outside of the doctor's office, outside of the hospital room, outside of whether or not you have health insurance, go into making us healthy. So we look to see where those disparities and ultimate inequities lie. So we know there's a direct line of sight between level of educational attainment and eventual health outcome. So if you live in a community that has habitually low graduation rates, we can predict that the health outcomes of that community over time will be less than. If you live in a community that has there's rare housing or affordable housing, if there are more homeless people in a particular area or people who are living in multifamily units because of the cost or the availability, there's a direct line of sight to that and eventual health outcomes. We know there's a direct line of sight between income level and health outcomes. So if we find a community that is underemployed, unemployed, in poverty, low or low income, we can predict very successfully their health outcomes. And so the health outcomes of a family in a community are far beyond what we think about as health care. And so you can change health outcomes by changing some of the social situations and social conditions in which families find themselves.
Could you give us some examples of some of those things that could be changed rather simply that could really impact health outcomes?
Sure. Improve the graduation rate across the board, but particularly amongst people of color. The more educated a person is, the better their health outcomes. We can create jobs that allow people to have a wage that they can actually sustain their families. Income level, increasing someone's income level will ultimately increase their health outcome. Now, this is, taking something out of the equation like cancer or something like a Lou Gehrig's disease. Those things may or may not be environmental, but we know things like diabetes are. If you put someone in an environment where they have access, regular ongoing access to healthy food options, their health outcomes improve because the level of diabetes goes down, the level of heart disease goes down. So those are some examples of how you can improve the social conditions in which a person lives, finds themselves and lives, and a direct tie to their health outcome.
What do you hope will come out of this symposium?
Well, we hope that because we also talked a lot about race and the impact that race has on health, because when you start looking at disparities and inequities, there are disproportionate negative health outcomes that accrue to people of color across the country and across the state. And so we, number one, want to ask the organizations that were there and the individuals that were there, let's not shy away from that conversation. It's not a conversation that is 100 years, past its prime. It's still a timely and relevant conversation. And it's not about any kind of individual racism. It's about what policies and practices do we have in place in our state, in our communities, in our institutions that perpetrate and continue becoming a barrier to health for folks, that if we would help remove them, we wouldn't have to do as many other services as we do because the effect would go away, the barrier itself would be gone. So we want people to continue the conversation. We want people to know that we as a foundation, we are committed to bringing health in reach for all Coloradans. And right now, the Coloradans for whom health is the furthest from reach are communities of color and communities that have low-income whites. And so those are the communities, those are the communities and the people that we'll be focusing on working with and on behalf of and listening to and learning from to help try to change, to help them lead the healthiest lives they can.